because of the media is what you see on television and what you see in newspapers. And I think that to a certain extent, again, it's a little like, seems like an aggressive culture.
I've heard some speakers on TV make the point that in point of fact, at its core, some of the teachings of the Islamic faith are in fact violent and intolerant towards other people from other religions.
It's perceptions like this about Islam and Muslims among average Americans that led Muzamil Hassan to launch Bridges TV 2 years ago.
There were some comments being made that was pretty negative about Arabs and Muslims. So, you know, my wife, being a mother, kind of said, you know, this is not a very good environment for children or to raise children. And there should be some kind of a media that lets America know who Muslims are, who Arabs are, and that we're good people.
With generous contributions from American Muslims, Bridges Television was able to give that community a voice of its own, broadcasting nationwide from Buffalo, New York. 2 years later, the network is expanding, as major cable systems in the United States and Canada agreed to include Bridges Television in their basic packages. Ahmed Suleiman, Bridges Television news anchor, says the network is serving as a real bridge between the estimated 8 million American Muslims and the rest of the country. He is contributing to that mission through his program, Building Bridges.
So what I do is each episode I have a different topic. It could be about abortion, it could be about Jerusalem, it could be about violence in the name of religion. And we get the different perspectives and feedback from the rabbi, the priest, and imam. And what you realize is that while we differ in some opinions, we also have a lot in common.
One common thread is laughter. Recognizing that Americans like comic relief, the network offers a comedy show with two stand-up comedians, an Arab and a Jew.
The original idea was we would have three comedians, a Jew, a Muslim, and a Christian, but we couldn't find any Christian comedians.
Both Jews and Muslims have a lot in common, right? What are we fighting over? Both Jews and Muslims don't eat pork. We don't celebrate Christmas. We both use in our pronunciation. We're both hairy creatures of God, don't say that much. People, the only difference between Muslims and Jews is that Jews never like to spend any money, and Muslims never have any money to spend. That's my difference.
The newsroom staff reflects the network's inclusive philosophy. It includes the first and only national news anchor to wear the Islamic hijab. Sana Beg, who came to the United States from Kashmir, says Bridges TV brings a unique understanding to the day's headlines.
You have a lot of people that make it to the news who claim to be Muslim, but they, in actuality, they use the faith as a justification, as a crutch to justify the actions, their actions. And what we're trying to do here is, well, if ordinarily a TV station would call somebody an Islamic extremist, an Islamic militant, we try to stay away from that because, one, they're not Islamic in the first place because what they're doing isn't really with the tenets of Islam. We try not to use terms like waging a holy jihad too loosely because we actually come from the faith, so we understand what it really means.
Not all the staff is Muslim. News director Nancy Sanders, a veteran journalist, is Catholic and is married to a Jew. She says she tries to present the many faces of American Muslims in Bridges Television news programming.
We talk to a lot of different people living the American Muslim lifestyle, and we present that as much as we can. For instance, Muslims celebrating the 4th of July, Muslims who were affected by the 9/11 tragedy, Muslims celebrating and living their lives. We profile people who are business owners. We talk to people who want to seek peace initiatives.
Bridges Television Chairman Muzamil Hassan says that by using different programming formats that portray Muslims in everyday life, he can correct some of the misconceptions about Islam and Muslims in America. He also believes that the programming needs to be as accessible as possible.
And by being in English and by being on basic cable, it becomes viewable by, you know, mainstream Americans. And that's really where the bridge-building opportunity comes.
He says that over time, non-Muslim Americans will come to realize they and their Muslim neighbors share many of the same values, raising families, pursuing careers, and finding peace. Mohammed El-Shinawi, VOA News.